My heart longs for you, says the Lord. I long to fellowship with you. I desire and delight when you come to me, when you choose in the moments of your day to lift your voice and worship me and say, I love you, Daddy. I rejoice when I hear your voice begin to pray. I rejoice. It blesses me. I receive from you when you give yourself to me. For you see, it's not just me giving to you, but I receive from you, says the Lord. My heart is pleasured. My heart begins to leap. I rejoice over you with joy. I delight in you, says the Lord. I'm not a father that's not touched with the feelings of your infirmity. I know how you feel, for my son came in my name, in my place, that you might know that I can identify with you through his humanity, him humbling himself. He shares all those things with me, says the Lord. I sensed all of those things. I feel all of your pain. I know exactly what it is to live as a man. For I created man, and then I sent my son as a man, that I might redeem my man. I never desired that man would not know me or be put away from me. But the enemy came to try to deceive and to lead him astray. But I purposed in my heart that I will have my man, that I will redeem him, that I will bring him back unto myself. So I set forth that plan. And I brought my man back. And it delights me. You see, I defeated the enemy. I defeated him and stripped him of his power. Legally, he deceived man. Tried to take them forever. So they couldn't know the God that he once worshipped. He was jealous. He wanted that worship unto himself. But I said no, because that's my creation and that's my man. Because you see, I am a jealous God. And I want you to worship me and me alone.